Welcome to the Lab Up Leaders series, a showcase of global change agents and experts in healthcare and laboratory management. Here's your host, Lab Up Global Founder, Robert Farias.
On today's episode of Lab Up Global Leaders, we have two interviews for you, both from student associations within the country of Sierra Leone. Our first guest, Alhaji Fodey Mahamud Bangura, will give you the experience of students currently at the College of Medicine and Allied Health Sciences, the University of Sierra Leone. Our second guest is Edward Tambam Finda. He'll be bringing you the perspective of the Sierra Leone Public Health Students Association, and he is currently a student at the University of McKinney. So I'd like to welcome Alhaji Fodey Mahamud Bangura to the podcast. Alhaji, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you too?
Great, thank you. Alhaji, okay. can you let us know the organization that you preside over, please?
I preside over an organization of Medical Laboratory Association students from Sierra Leone, University of Sierra Leone, College of Medicine to be specific. That's where I'm the president of the association.
And in the student body there contains approximately how many students?
The laboratory of first of all is especially the course as a whole is not new. The degree course is somehow new. We started with diploma. It took time to introduce the degree course. The degree course has just started. Two batches have already graduated. We are making the third batches to be graduated. Of course, the student number now is around, 400 to 500 as it is now. Yeah, because the whole BSc course, the first degree course is new as compared to other African countries. It is new and the association is as well new.
Okay. And so Alhaji, can you help us understand as well then? So as I know the association is new as well. So can you give us an understanding of the types of things you've done as you've started the association? So are there any events or gatherings or workshops or things of that type that you're putting together right now?
Of course, as I said earlier, the association is new. Of course, we have criteria to follow in the country for you to become legitimate in the country. Of course, first of all, we try to register the association countrywide with the city council and the other bodies that will make us to be recognized in the country. That has been done. Now our main focus now is to, we are now focusing now to launch our association formally as other sister association has done. Of course, Gnosis has done theirs a couple of days ago. We are preparing for us in May 16 that we want to do our formal launching. And now we are now taking part of this lab week that we've started. Of course, we are going to partake on from specific area like PZ, you know, that area to go to the beach, cover some distance, just to popularize the lab and profession that we are working on presently. So those are the two main activities now that we are working on. Of course, now we have started the lab activities. Our main activity is the launching of the association, which is supposed to take place in May 16.
Great. So glad to hopefully give you this opportunity to launch it at a decent scale and ahead of time. Can you help us understand, Alhaji, then the relationship that you have with the professional body then? Because I assume if you're participating in Lab Week, there's some connection between yourselves and the national professional body.
Yeah, so of course the relationship is really great. Of course, the professional body as well went through the college before they set this professional body. Of course, the affiliation is very great, very good and cordial. Of course, any activity they actually organize, they inform us to do it together with them so that the whole activity will be colorful and will be very much positive. I think this is one of the main activities this lab week. Of course, we are taking part fully as the student body. Of course, there are other activities that we actually take part of. But this is the main one that we are trying to organize with the national body so that the activity will be colorful and will be successful. I think virtually the relationship is really great and we are working hand in hand.
Okay, so Elijah, can you share with me then from a local job market perspective? So for people who graduate through your college, what is the job market like in Sierra Leone as it relates to med lab scientists? And maybe you can describe to us a little bit as well the current lab system, because I believe much of the lab system is currently made up of diploma holders. Is that correct?
Yeah, of course. Of course, as it is now, as I said, lab in this part of the country is not that much recognized as compared to the other countries. It is now that we are trying to showcase the profession as we've seen the other sister countries are doing. Of course, that's our main focus now. Of course, people actually do not see lab as a place that deserve respect and to treat with utmost attention that the lab deserve. That's our main target in this part of the world. Of course, the job market, of course, government employ bulk of lab technicians. Of course, scientists are not that many. As I said, the degree course has just started. So the scientists are somehow few. Of course, there is no private institution that has even started employing scientists. They only employed the technicians that have attained the diploma. The only government that has started taking the scientists as the course is new and as the graduates are somehow few to take part in the day-to-day running of our healthcare facilities. So the government take bulk of the role. Of course, even as that, of course, it takes time. You know, we are resources limited country, so it's kind of difficult to go through some processes and procedures. Okay. So that's some of the challenges that we are having right now in this part of the country.
Okay, so Elijah, can you then give me your own motivation for why did you choose this field? What made up your decision to join the medical lab science field?
Yeah, I have been inspired by other lab professionals in advanced countries. I thought the way they are in their countries will be the same way in our country. But like the challenges are so much in our country because, as I said, the recognition is not there. It's now that they are working on it for us to be recognized. Of course, from then I became motivated. It's the science behind any diagnosis in any health facility. Of course, it contributes 70% or 75% of patient diagnosis. Of course, that's the area I actually want to actually emphasize on to be part of so that I can be help to humanity. I think that actually motivates me. Of course, the science behind it, and you see the science that you are dealing with. That actually motivated me actually to be part of this career.
And I asked then, what was your motivation to become president of this new association or to be one of the founding members of this association?
My motivation, as I said, I have been following the other associations around in this sub-region. The way they are moving, that's the same pace I really want us to move. even though it looks somehow slow, but like gradually we are getting there gradually, but like it looks somehow difficult because of course the support, especially the university level, as I said, even the national association is struggling now because it's new as compared to the student association. So like I see like the way the other countries are moving, that's actually the main way, the way that I actually want us to move as well as compared to the other countries, so that we can compete with the other countries, move together so that we can make this profession the best profession so far as compared to developed countries. I think that's my motive, just after school, to join the national body as well, so that we can move the profession as the way it's supposed to be.
Great. Okay. And so thank you very much for that, Haji. I appreciate you giving us insight into the MedLab Science Association, or Student Association at the College of Medicine in Sierra Leone. And we appreciate your insights and look forward to following up. And certainly as a new association, you have your work cut out for you to catch up with all the different activities and to get things on the ground. But I'm sure it'll all be be interesting and worthwhile in the long term.
Yeah, sure.
So thank you for joining us today, Alhaji.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you very much.
We'd like to welcome Edward Tamba Mafinda to the podcast. Edward, how are you doing?
I'm okay. Good day.
Good day. So Edward, can you give us a bit of an understanding of the organization that you represent, please?
The name of my organization is the Sierra Leone Association of Public Health Students.
Okay. And what does it represent in terms of a student body?
Well, the Sierra Leone Association of Public Health Students is a composite of students that are doing public health in our country. And moreover, it is a composite of different kinds of public health that people are doing, because in some universities, and it encompasses mostly just 5 universities that are doing public health across the country. And the different types of public health people are doing in our country, we have public health, medical laboratory sciences, we have public health epidemiology, we have public health immunology and public health microbiology, you know, various and different types of public health people are doing. So all these are different types of public health people are doing comes up, and we had to get together and set up the Sierra Leone Association of Public Health Students. Public health being the umbrella of all these different various areas. But people will not just graduate as public health students, they will graduate as public health students, they're majoring in different programs. Like for instance, in certain universities, you graduate as a public health student, a public health graduate majoring in medical laboratory sciences, a public health graduate majoring in epidemiology, a public health graduate majoring in immunology, in microbiology, and the various types. So that is how it has come to be ever since.
Fair. And so, Edward, can you just give us kind of the sort of the compare and contrast, help us understand this for the students who study laboratory medicine at COMAS, College of Medicine and Allied Health Services, relative to the members of your organization? Can you just help us explain the nuance, please?
Okay. At the College of Medicine and Allied Sciences, they are doing medical laboratory sciences, clinical laboratory sciences. And while other universities are doing public health medical laboratory sciences, you know, we have various differences between these two types of laboratory. Let me just say that, okay? We have various types of these two different laboratory sciences. Thinking of the public health laboratory sciences, when you look at the public health laboratory scientists, you have to look at they support the health officer whose patient is in the community. And public health laboratory sciences also support programs to prevent and control communicable diseases and environmental pollution, etc. And also public health laboratory sciences plays a key role in epidemiologic investigations of disease outbreaks. Okay. And thinking of the public health laboratory sciences as well, they also responsible for and response to emergencies. Okay. And coming to look at the clinical area, they are only responsible for diagnostic testing, you know, which the public health laboratory sciences also do a bit part of. And they are also responsible for some reference testing and medical management, you know, like this taking care of patient, monitoring the well-being of a patient, you know, they are more responsible for that. So in these two areas, they are somehow related, but in another way, if you go through them together properly, you will find out that they are, have some kind of just a similar differences, but they are all aiming at one goal, which is the laboratory, the laboratory science goal, you know. The clinical laboratory science, just like I said, they are there to help clinicians and other areas in terms of managing a patient. While in terms of thinking of the public health laboratory science, they look at the outbreaks and also do some reference testing and also carry out responses to some emergencies. Yeah. Okay. So these are the two various differences. And the College of Medicine and Allied Health Sciences, their own laboratory science is not part of the public health laboratory science. And therefore, they are not part of the Sierra Leone Association of Public Health Students because they are just focused on clinical laboratory sciences, while other universities that are part of the Sierra Leone Association of Public Health Students, they are focused on the public health and the majoring part of their different programs.
Sure, no, I appreciate that. So can you help us understand then, Edward, from an organizational perspective, with these multiple institutions and multiple programs under your association, can you give us a sense of the types of events or activities you would organize for these entities? Like, are there some annual events or annual activities specifically dedicated to annual or ongoing, I should say, specific to the laboratory or the microbiology or the immunology, or do you have anything, or is it organization-wide? How are you typically structured for events and activities?
Yeah. My association has gone through so much things because it was only formed last year in March. So this year in March made us 1 year old. And since the association was formed, the first activity we had to conduct was a national launching activity, which the Minister of Health and Sanitation, Dr. Austin Demby, the Minister of Health and Sanitation of Sierra Leone, Dr. Austin Demby, had to grace, and he served as the keynote speaker of that particular event. And he was there to grace the occasion. And after that process, then we looked at how we could try to be engaged into various and different types of programs to see that our association works towards its goals. Let's say like over from March to present, we've been doing so many things to see that yes, things are going. And we've been conducting sensitizations. We've been going to the TV stations, also the radio stations to do some broadcasts, and in our aspect as public health officers, and also in terms of areas of different programs, there were people that were there to to enlighten others and to also advise those that will be coming to the course in order for them to be much more fulfilled with the areas of study and to be very comfortable if on their way of decisive to be part of the association, to just decide to come into it. In terms of the aspects, we're doing public lectures and conducted symposiums. You know, this is an annual aspect which we do, but we don't just do one program per year. So we mix with various different kinds of programs just to see that the association and the work that we are about to do, or that we've been doing, continue to be in deep progress. So that is what we've been doing. But in terms of the laboratory aspect, I think the only thing we do as a laboratory aspect is as students, because we're not yet professionals or graduates, we're still students, but we just carry out our responsibilities in these various things. Like, for instance, the recent outbreak of the COVID-19 variant, the previous one that just came in, this Omicron variant, you know, we have to go to the TV stations and we have to go to some areas, some schools, explain to students, teach them and tell them exactly the type of COVID-19 variant we faced so far, and how best we could do our stuff to at least see that we try to keep that variant away and make it go out of our sight and make it go out of our country. So we're doing all of these stuff as students, regardless of the program where you're specializing. And most of these areas where we are specializing, most of us only go into proper training when we go to the lab. Yes, that's where we perform different types of tests to our programs and to see that we're doing perfectly okay in our various programs where we're planning to do our major aspect. So that is it.
So this actually sounds like, Edward, there's obviously a big amount of activity, I guess, as we should expect from a public health society, on the awareness and actually public directed events, and exactly, not beyond just the membership type, yes, events for your members. Okay, no, I understand that. I appreciate that. Thank you. So, Edward, give us a sense on your personal choice. So why did you decide to enter this field?
Okay, you know, at first, when I was going, when I completed high school, there was one time, I don't know, this area has some kind of, we engage some time, I don't know. When I completed my high school, you know, there was one time I fell sick. So I had to, because my mother is a nurse, so she was giving me different types of drugs, and I wasn't feeling better. I was having a serious stomach ache, so I wasn't feeling better. So I had to tell her, I say, "Mom, you can't just be giving me drugs and I don't know what's happening to me. At least we have to go to the hospital and run some tests. Let me know what exactly is my problem. Then from there, we'll have to know which medication I should take." So she was like, "Okay, no problem. Then let's go to the hospital." So we went to the hospital and we had to do a stool test. And from all the medication she has been giving me, or she was giving me, she never gave me a warm medicine. And the test result shows that I had a schistosoma masonite in my stool. So that has been giving me the problem ever since. So after the results, they prescribed a warm medication for me. So I had to take it and I felt better. So returning back, I sat to myself thinking, is there really a science that is responsible to know to know why people fall sick or to know what really affects people whenever they fall sick. So I talked about that, and to pursue it properly, I told my parents, I said, I want to do the same course they did, those guys that did the test for me, the same course they did. I want to do the same one so that I'll be able to help others do the same. Because I cannot sit there as a clinician to be giving drugs to patients just like that without doing tests to know what exactly their problem is. So I told my parents, they said, okay, no problem. So I had to make some inquiries, and found out that the course is widely open at the College of Medicine and Allied Sciences. So I went to the college, made an application, and I was fortunate to be accepted to do, because that's the College of Medicine and Allied Sciences. That's where I did my diploma in medical laboratory sciences. So I was admitted. At that time, they were only doing diploma. They were not doing degrees. So I applied, and they took me in. So I was there with them. I did the course for like 3 years, going through all the stuff, all the areas that I had to cover as a diploma student. And after that, I graduated. But during my process in school, I was opportune to work or to be volunteering in hospitals. So like volunteering in a hospital, falling in love more over and over and over with the profession, because it was in the hospital that when I went there, I saw things that were real. You know, when I heard of malaria, what causes malaria? I had to do the test and see that, oh, this parasite causes malaria. So with that, I'm more confident in what I'm doing, thinking of other sicknesses I have to do and find out that this particular sickness is responsible for this thing. So I have to see the causative organism, the pathogen clearly, and have to be very sure of what I'm doing. So in that aspect, after doing some clinical aspects of laboratory sciences, I decided to, after I've completed it, I decided to choose directive. You know, I should not be only concentrating on clinical laboratory sciences. At least let me open my brain and let me open my mind up and try to be more open, as the world is somehow in a very much more advanced moment. So I had to look at some areas also, because during the time I was working at, I was volunteering at the hospital, we had an Ebola outbreak. Okay, so we had Ebola outbreak, and many people died and were suffering with that, you know. But it surprised me to see that some of those of us that were working as clinical laboratory technicians or lab assistants or lab scientists in the hospital, we are not given the opportunity to look at this particular type of outbreak that came in, because it's not of a clinical aspect. Okay, so that was the point where we had the installation of some various research laboratories and some various reference laboratories, where we had so much machines. They brought in some machines, some very very advanced machines, which clinical laboratory scientists or technicians or assistants has no idea of. And in that case, they had to take some scientists and had to train them differently, had to train them over and over and over and over, so they could be tutored on how to use the machines that were brought in. So in that aspect, they were able to be doing some tests and identifying the virus in some patients and confirming results. You know, so thinking of all of these things, I have to sit down and say to myself, is there also a cause responsible to conquer these outbreaks that are coming and to help fight them. So I have to put myself there and I have to ask myself. And I found out that the university where I am now, the University of Makerere, is also very much interested in that particular aspect. So they are doing a public health laboratory. And when I found out and when I read about public health laboratories, I found out that public health laboratories are very, very much exposed into various different kinds of laboratory system. And I also found out that they are the most advanced laboratory system across the world presently, because we're now looking at the world wherein we'll be expecting emergencies and re-emergencies or occurrence or reoccurrences of outbreaks. So I cannot only limit my knowledge in that clinical aspect. I have to look at the community aspect, how to prevent the community from getting infected and how to help my community prevent them from being infected with some of these outbreaks that are coming in. So I had to focus on the public health laboratory sciences, wherein in this area I am more I am taught on how to prevent these outbreaks and carry out some of the tests in order to identify the causative organism, the pathogen of this particular sickness, and how to, it's not only identifying it, but you have to as well do the preventives, explain to the community, tell them that this particular part is, this particular disease is of this sort, and it has so many implications. So you have to be aware of this and have to try by all means to prevent it from occurring. Yes. So thinking of all this, I decided to focus more openly on the public health laboratory. So my field in laboratory, or my knowledge of laboratory came up all because like the time I fell sick and was at the hospital. So I had to know how come or how they were able to detect that I had schizosoma mansoni within me and had to take the medication, and I got better. So that's where I fell in love with the science of laboratory, the science of public health and the science of laboratories.
Sure. Well, thank you for that, Edward. Just a last question for you here. As an association, I understand that it's very new, but at the moment, is there any collaboration between yourself and some of the professional body associations? So if we think towards, and I'm not sure if there's a council of lab professionals in Sierra Leone or the Sierra Leone Medical Lab Association, is there anything, any connection between the multiple associations from student through professional levels?
Yes. First of all, I want to, this is a very important question, and I want to commend the Sierra Leone Medical Laboratory Association. We have this laboratory medical association body, you know, it's the Sierra Leone Association, the Sierra Leone Medical Laboratory Association. It's the umbrella for all laboratory personnel, even the laboratory student body. They are all governed by this Sierra Leone Medical Laboratory Association. And we have the Sierra Leone Medical Laboratory Association, and we have the president and the executives. They are all there. And with students to professional level connection, well, I can say that it's very, very much interesting and very much in progress, because the association itself has its own various areas where it connects students to the profession. Like for instance, the association helps students out in their researches, and also like opening ways for them to be more open to most of these hospitals that are having laboratories that are certified, you know, and not being only government sponsored, but also private sponsored laboratories. You know, the medical laboratory association is helping a lot to see that laboratory students that are coming up see the field as a very, very important one, and also feel free and have no fear of what they are aiming to do. You know, they make the field more open for us in such a way that anywhere we are thinking of, we having our body, our umbrella covering us, there's nothing you'll be afraid of. There's nothing you'll be afraid of. Because in terms of tutoring, there will be, because most of the expert, the professionals that are part of the Sierra Leone Medical Laboratory Association work in most of these government hospitals and most of the private hospitals. So there is no aspect where a student can come in and they will not be there to monitor you. They will be there to monitor you, guide you, teach you, explain certain things to you. And in fact, they will do most of the tutoring. Yes, they will do most of it and encourage you in this field and have to explain so much things to you. So that is what the Sierra Leone Medical Laboratory Association has been doing. And there are areas where they are more open to students, like in terms of if the student body is organizing any form of event, they will be there to grace the occasion if only they're invited. Like I told you, we just don't have a student national body for laboratory students. We don't have a national body for laboratory students, but we have some various laboratory departments and laboratory associations in universities, in the various universities that are doing laboratory across the country. And the Sierra Leone Medical Laboratory Association oversees all the aspects. And they are even trying to see how best they could bring students together and help us have a national body for all laboratory students in the country. They are working on that to see that it works out for the students. But as it is now, we don't have a student national body because like for my own university, we have the National Association of Public Health Laboratory Students. We have it there because we are the only university in the country that is doing public health laboratory sciences. Yes, we're the only university. And for COMAS, they have the Association of Medical Laboratory the Association of Laboratory Medicine. Yes, they are more focused on clinical laboratories. And also Magai University is also doing laboratory sciences, and they also have their own association. Eastern Technical University is also doing laboratory sciences, and they also have their own association. So just like I said, all these various universities has their own in-house associations, laboratory associations. Yes, we've not yet come together to set up a national student body for all these laboratory associations. But in as much as we have our umbrella, I think our fathers, which is the Sierra Leone Medical Laboratory Association, as much as we have that, I think we are blessed to be governed by that, because there is nothing we are suffering about, because anything that is focused on laboratory practice, anything that is focused on laboratory practice as students, wherever we go, wherever we are for internship or for practical experiences and other areas, there will be members of Sierra Leone Medical Laboratory Association who are professionals that will be there to teach us, to teacher us, to explain some things to us, make us understand and feel more comfortable in the field. And they are there to help us a lot. And then the national body for the Medical Laboratory Association in Sierra Leone is doing very well. Is doing very well. They working so hard to see that the laboratory as a profession is recognized and is as well put into deep practice. Yes, because in my country we have various types of associations of allied health sciences associations, so which the laboratory, the medical laboratory science is also part of. So as a medical laboratory association, and also various types of organization, we have the Sierra Leone Nurses Association. For many areas, for the CHOs, they have their own. So like for us, the laboratory association, medical laboratory association, we're doing very well. And the executive of the association is working hard to see that things are improving. And honestly, things are improving. Because recently we'll be having some programs. In fact, we've even started some. You know, this is the Laboratory Professionals Week. So they as professionals are working so hard to see that it happened. For this few days of the lab week, they'll be engaged in the school visitations. You know, just like I told you, teaching students and explaining to students about the importance of the laboratory field and also community sensitizations and other areas. And on Saturday, we'll be having a lab jog, wherein all professionals will be seen jogging, all professionals that have made names in this country, and also all professionals that are still in the field. And they also encourage the student body, the laboratory students across the country to also be part of this particular event, so that we will be able to see a handful of laboratory personnel that will be jogging and celebrating the lab week very, very, very actively and make it work and make it happen. And the jogging will be featured on most of our TV stations and also our radio stations. And there are interviews as it stands now. There are interviews that have been going on with the Medical Laboratory Association of the country, interviews on radio and also TV, since this is the lab week. So they are there to make things clear to most of the members and also to the general public as well, so that we see laboratory science as a very, very effective one.
Thank you, Edward. With that, I'll thank you very much for being on the podcast. Thank you very much for sharing the story of your association and a bit more clarification on the nuances between the various organizations within the country. We thank as well for telling us your own personal story, and something that we'll definitely follow up with in the months and days to come. And we wish you and all the other associations in Sierra Leone the best of luck in getting the getting established and getting a bigger foothold in the country and helping students enter this field and the promotion that you're doing for the field broadly. So thank you very much for your time, Edward.
You're welcome.
To make a suggestion of someone that would make a great guest or topic you would like to hear more about, please visit us at labop.org. That's labopp.org.